Joshua 7. The days between the Feast of Rosh Hashanah and the fast of Yom Kippur are called the Days of Awe. The Talmud and other rabbinical authorities say that a thing happened on Yom Kippur in that a man named Achan was stoned to death on Yom Kippur. As we remember, the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, the walls of Jericho fell down, the walls of Jericho representing the walled city. 10 days later, Achan was stoned to death. He and his family, all his kids, everything. So now let's find out why and see what we can, see if we can understand the fear of God a little better. Okay? What happened in chapter 6, the walls of Jericho fell down. And then go to verse 17, in chapter 6, verse 17. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that there are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her, in whose house, in her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Okay? That's the thing not to do. Now let's see what happened. Chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Now, the biggest thing to note is that all of the tribe suffered because of what one person did. You can no longer think of yourselves, especially after celebrating the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, as separate entities that are concerned with your own individual lives. From this point forward in your life, if you desire to be in a state of being in which you are alone, connected in some way to God, or not to God, but anyway, you like the position of aloneness, you won't stay here. Remember, in verse 2, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. Now, in the spirit, what this means is that Ai is the next step. When you're at Jericho, and they're going to Jerusalem, there's a little place called Ai, A-I. Ai. I forgot what Ai. I think Ai means ruin, but let me double check it. Yeah.
Camp between.
Yeah. Abraham camped between Ai and Sodom. Ai means ruin. 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 R-U-I-N.
Like pile of stones that fell down. Old buildings.
Past your past life. Ruin. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither. Labor thither. To labor thither.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does labor?
Labor there.
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 Thither.
For they are but few to labor thither.
Thither.
Thither. Thither. I've been corrected in my thither. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. In other words, they got their butt kicked.
So wait a minute. Okay, verse 1 is kind of like a prelude.
God got pissed. But they didn't know it.
They didn't know it yet.
They were like, okay, let's go beat up this place.
Right. It's just a little group.
Okay.
Just a little deal.
Dramatic foreshadowing.
Except for those guys.
And the men of Ai smote of them 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Well, he could talk for a year on that one.
Joshua.
O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it among their own stuff. Now, again, he's saying Israel did this. You understand? Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God. There's one thing you never... There's a whole lot of things you don't want God to do or say. One of the things you don't want him to say is you don't want him to visit you. I mean, you don't want him to say...
He'll go to.
Yeah, you don't want to say he'll go to either. But you really don't want him to say... Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow.
What does that mean?
It means more shit than you've ever dreamed of is going to happen tomorrow. Now be prepared for it.
Like today, tomorrow you die.
Tomorrow's
going to
be real
bad.
Pack your bags.
Write your will.
Up, sanctify the people and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel. There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou cannot stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come by man. Now, the way they did this is they cast lots. And they first started out with the tribes, and they cast a lot, and the tribe of Judah lost. Then they cast lots according to families, and the family of Carmi was lost. You know, they went on and on. Anyway, we'll see that.
Until it got down to Achan.
And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come by man. Now, it's interesting that here, among many other places, but it bears mention here, it's that the family is different than the household. The family is the larger unit. The household is the smaller unit. And so even here, we are seeing the structure of Israel in the same as it's intended for us to be the structure. There are several households here, but there's one family. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the Gentile mind thinks of it a different way. Your family is
the smallest
unit.
Families make up the tribe.
Okay? And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah And he took the family of the Zerahites, and he brought the family of the Zerahites by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me.
They drew lots to discern, to come to
they
that
cast place. Lots. They to cast the lot means to cast the pur. They cast the purim. And they had, say, you know, they start out with...
Kind of like who gets the shortest...
12. Out. Yeah, they start out with 12. The casting of lots is the sherds of a broken pot. And they had the 12 of them, and a mark was made on one of them.
But the thing is, they were trying to find out who it was that God was talking about.
Right.
And they were using something like a...
Like a roll of the dice.
But God told
him. Oh, okay.
Okay, never mind. I'll get into that. That's a whole other subject. And Achan answered Joshua and said, I indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. Now, there's great discussion of this in the various rabbinical writings. Some say that meant that he had sinned, that there were three major sins. Because it was, thus have I sinned, and thus have I done. So I sinned, and then I've done thus and thus, so it's three. Others say, and when they get into the Kabbalah, it's the numerology of the letters. And he had five, and they say he did five crimes of which, and they go back and describe what they were. But fundamentally, most of the authorities say that he sinned this day, and that he kept the accursed thing, but that he had also profaned the Sabbath, and he also did something else that I forgot. But the point is that this isn't the first time he had done something. Okay?
Am I reading too much into this, or is it a situation where all of them are guilty? In the casting of lots, even though in one way it does find this guy, but the reason they can cast lots is that each one of them is guilty,
mm-hmm.
because he's judging them as one.
Mm-hmm. Let me read something. When the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Joshua, Israel hath sinned, he asked him, Sovereign of the universe, who has sinned? And God said, Am I an informer? He answered, Go and cast lots. Thereupon he went and cast lots, and the lot fell upon Achan. Said he to him, Joshua, dost thou convict me by a mere lot? Thou and Eleazar the priest are the two greatest men of the generation. Yet were I to cast lots upon you, the lot might fall on one of you. I beg thee, he replied, cast no aspersions on the efficacy of lots, for Israel is yet to be divided by means of lots. Therefore, make confession. Anyway.
So in other words, Achan tried to get out of it at first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Achan said to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. And when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
Question. Earlier when God said, take the silver and the gold, what specifically was he talking about?
It was supposed to be given to the treasury.
Oh, he kept it for himself.
They're consecrated to the Lord.
Yeah. When it says it was an accursed thing, it's the Hebrew word harem. It doesn't mean accursed as we would think of it. It means that it must be it's dedicated for a singular purpose. You understand that? It's like, that's where the Muslims get the name harem, because it's the harem of the women that were dedicated only to one man. So, but they were accursed to everybody else. All right, now it's going to get interesting. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out in the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. The word Achor means trouble. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Now, the accursed thing he took was silver and gold and the Babylonish garment. Okay? What accursed thing have you hid in your tent? Is the question.
Something that was dedicated for another purpose. I mean, it's easy to think of the crap I've hid, but not stuff that I would consider dedicated.
Yeah, but that's too. The seed, but that's too religious. I mean, we've got to get it so that you can emotionalize being in the place of Achor or Achan. What have you hid in the tent that is accursed?
I know.
What?
I've got a list of things, actually. The first thing is I've been thinking about it, too. To pay my estimated income tax payment, I borrowed $700 from my parents for a week, and it was something that I had, we talked about, and I knew better, and I did it. And that's what I feel like I buried in my tent. I haven't wanted to talk about it. I haven't wanted to say anything. I just wanted to bury it in the tent.
Well, the reason this is read at this time is because it's the introduction to the days of awe.
So there was 10 days between the time that they pillaged, sacked and pillaged Jericho, and then he was killed.
Right. Okay. He was killed on the Feast of Yom Kippur. Now, I hate lists, but
do you have a list for Yom Kippur? What have you hidden in your tent?
For the next, until we go to
Rick's Ranch
on the 13th, I want you to start a list, and as the Spirit brings it to mind, add to the list of what you've hidden in the tent. What accursed thing have you hidden?
I guess it's the accursed part that's throwing me. I mean, obviously, I could down.
Well, let's just say, what thing have you hidden?
It's like, you know, if he had been for the treasury, it wasn't the thing that was accursed. It was the fact that he hid it, it seems. Because if he had given that gold and silver to the treasury, it would have been, you know, and even after that, though, they even took all of that. Okay. They didn't take it. They put it.
Yeah, once it was
And then laid it out.
Cursed
by his actions, then it became as nothing, and it was buried and burned, even though it could have been jillions of dollars. In fact, there's a legend that was given, it's been around for years and years, but it's been given great impetus since they found the Dead Sea Scrolls and the copper roll, that describes that there is a huge treasure hidden in the Valley of Achor. And there's all kinds of scriptural evidence for it, and da-da-da-da-da. So they've got all kinds of idiots over there trying to... They've got as many idiots trying to find the treasure of Achor as there are trying to find the Ark of the Covenant. What is hidden? What is hidden in your life? Now, it can be possessions, but it also can be aspirations, hopes, dreams, ideas. What is hidden? What accursed thing have you hidden in your tent? The idea is, let me show you. Go to, this is great. It's in the law, Deuteronomy 28.
Things I've hidden
with
the thought, but I didn't think you could think of any more things to make up
a
list about.
To be read at the
rant. That's what I mean. I thought, surely not. I mean, we've done these things.
What could be left?
We're just going to have a
pass. No, cursed things in the tent.
Deuteronomy 29. I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 29. Oh, let's start, let's read a bunch. Start in verse 10.
Verse 1.
10. Well, you might ask.
Where are we? 29:10?
Were you not? You just listen to me.
Oh. You might ask.
He's reading the purple book.
Why were they not, why were the Israelites not punished for this until on this occasion? In other words, there's many examples.
No, don't say it.
There are many examples where they weren't punished for this kind of thing all the way since they left Egypt.
I see you do that a lot.
What?
You just sort of sit there and people think they're getting away with something. You just sort of sit there and let them go.
Until when?
Wham! People.
Rabbi Johanan answered on the authority of Rabbi Eliezer, because God does not punish for this, did not punish for this until the Israelites had crossed the Jordan. Well, some people have a whole lot of stuff buried under their tents. A lot of Babylonian garments, a lot of shekels of their own redemption, a lot of gold of their own glory. There's a freedom that is beyond freedom if you can hear. There's a bondage beyond bondage if you can't hear. I mean, I am so sick and tired of people saying that I'm controlling their lives, or, I mean, you know, if somebody, huh? I mean, if I hear that from somebody again, they're going to find out what control is. I mean, it's sickening. But by the same token, if you can't hear and you're opting for bondage, my job is to make your bondage total. You've got to see the death in order to see the life. And it can't be something that's, oh, I understand Christ is in me. No, that's not good enough. It wasn't good enough for God. It wasn't good. It's Christ in you. proven or tested by its outward manifestation. And there is nothing worse for us than what the world does by nature. The worst thing we can do is privatize. The world does it by nature. Not only by nature, they're taught how to do it better. So the thing for you in this list of what have you hidden in the tent is a big, and I promise you, if you aren't freed from the response or the anticipated response or the lack of response, then it doesn't matter whether you've talked about it or not, it's still hidden. Do you understand me? If you're not freed from it in total, then it's still hidden. It doesn't matter whether you've talked about it.
We're like the law of
opposites. That makes it really easy.
If it still makes you uncomfortable to talk about it, then you got to talk about it. And that's what we're saying.
Now, please, please, please pray that the Spirit of God would open you up, that you would clearly and clearly see and distinctly understand what are these hidden things. Because this is the idea. This is why the body of Christ can have no spot or wrinkle. The word for spot there is it's a technical term in the Greek that means it's a huge rock right below the surface of the water, and it'll sink the ship. Now, the reason I'm interested in this, I don't want any rocks sinking this ship. And I'll use all dynamite or atomic bombs to blow up those rocks. Now, you know, again, I'm probably the worst rabbi anybody in the history of the world could have. Because we are going by understanding, by apprehension. Once we've apprehended the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, look out, world. Then we have to, then I has to be taken him instantly. Okay?
What's that?
AI.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
Stay tuned.
We gotta become real.
Okay? I is that which to you looks like it's something desirable after the flesh, but in fact it is that which is total ruin. And the victory over I comes when you see that which you desire after the flesh to be a heap of ruins. Okay? That's enough. So, list heresy. Begin it instantly. You want to tell me a better way to do it?
I can't. I mean, I know they're necessary because, you know, how else? There has to be an appointed time, in a place. I guess I just hate the extremes.
Well, I want you to see it even more extreme. Because this is the first time as a body that you will be punished for her hiding. You understand that? Now you can understand what the impetus for exhorting and why Paul said in Hebrews, exhort one another daily while it is still called today, that you would revenge instantly all disobedience. Because your hiding will sink, this one of you hiding will sink the whole ship. Does everybody understand with clarity? Anybody want to argue? Come on, argue.
It's like the second of what Matt said.
What was that?
I hate this shit.
I really do.
Well, he's taking it back now.
So what?
else like that. I always, when I sit and make lists, I always think, oh no, what am I, you know, like, I'm going to finesse this. I'm going to hide it from myself, and, you know, I'm just going to never get to the root of this.
Yeah, but nobody ever gets away with it because...
Well, but I always feel that way. It doesn't matter. Right when I start making lists.
Do you have a headache, Pat?
It feels like I'm actually hurting in here.
All the sinuses.
Are you going to say
take a big guy.
Let's roll on out of here.
If you're watching another thing.